BBC's Peter Bowes has details.
Retired Major General William Anders was piloting a small vintage plane when it crashed off the San Juan Islands in Washington State. Footage shows the aircraft nosediving into the ocean. Confirming his father's death, Greg Anders said the family was devastated. The iconic Earthrise photograph is one of the most memorable and inspirational images of Earth from space. It shows the planet rising above the horizon from the barren surface of the moon. William Anders later described it as his most significant contribution to the space program.
Bill Anders was 90. A massive high-pressure system known as a heat dome has stalled over the Southwest, pushing temperatures well above 100 degrees. This woman in Phoenix is dealing with it.
It's pretty insane. I mean, at first, like, you start to feel, like, kind of tired, and then you're sweating, and then eventually, like, you kind of start, I don't know, like, feeling a little, sometimes queasy, depending on the type of person, but usually you kind of just, like, start feeling sick, and then eventually you're on the floor if you don't go and do something about it.
A jury's convicted five residents of Minnesota of taking part in a scheme to exploit the COVID-19 pandemic, stealing from a program that feeds children. WCCO's Taylor Rivera reports.
Five of the seven defendants were found guilty on a variety of criminal charges, including wire fraud, bribery, and money laundering. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson addressed the media after the verdicts were handed down.
The defendants took advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic to defraud the state of Minnesota and to steal tens of millions of dollars.
63 more defendants in the case await their day in court.
Officials say $250 million was stolen in the scheme, and only $50 million has been recovered. Israel continues to defend its attack on a UN school in Gaza. At least 33 people were killed in the airstrike. CBS's Chris Livesay has more from Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces show no signs of slowing their pursuit of Hamas around Rafah, just a day after international scrutiny over an airstrike on a school where thousands of Palestinian civilians had been sheltering, hiding behind them dozens of terrorists using civilians as human shields, says an Israeli spokesman.
They systematically operate from schools, UN facilities, hospitals, and mosques.
Actor Dick Van Dyke has become the oldest recipient of a Daytime Emmy Award. He won for an appearance on the soap opera Days of Our Lives. Dick Van Dyke is 98 years old. He's been in the show business 80 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
A chilling landmark novel turned 75.
George Orwell's 1984 emerged right after World War II, a dystopian and cautionary tale of totalitarianism.
In 1949, George Orwell had a vision of the future.
A major film was released in 1984, bringing the nightmare to the big screen.
This is news of the gravest national consequence concerning the war with Eurasia.
The book has been critically acclaimed, banned in some places, and it's estimated more than 30 million copies have been sold worldwide. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A former Los Angeles police detective convicted of lying on the witness stand in the O.J. Simpson trial three decades ago is now barred from law enforcement. A California police reform law strips the badges of police officers who act criminally or with bias. Mark Furman is now 72. He retired from the LAPD in the 1990s. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, we'll look for a partly cloudy sky, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. A few showers and rumbles of thunder. Highs close to 70. Then we're back into full sunshine on Sunday. Beautiful day. High to 75. Right now it's 58. WRJN.
Can always tell what's on her mind. From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
ba 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 ba.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. All the world of a song, easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
You should see.
rescue me.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
to let you know I can really shake them down.
Yeah. just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Running and hiding all over.
look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. An Apollo 8 astronaut has died in a plane crash in Washington State.
Bill Anders was an Air Force fighter pilot and a nuclear engineer. During Apollo 8's trip around the moon, he made history as a photographer, looking back at the Earth.
The picture that was commemorated on the stamp and has been the picture of popularity was one I took.
That picture became known as Earthrise. Apollo 8 was Anders' only space flight. After NASA, he served on the National Space Council, the Nuclear Regulatory and Atomic Energy Commissions, and later was an executive at GE.